to Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the people they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. Last week in our podcast, I opened a discussion about what to do when people are talking behind your back. They're talking about you behind your back. And I said, first, let's address ourselves and make sure we're not part of the problem by talking behind other people's back. So if we're doing that, then we might expect for others to talk about us. I talked about how my mom said, if you're hanging around people that are talking about other people, then just be assured that when you're not there, oh, they're going to talk about you. But what do you do when they do talk behind your back? I mean, even if you're just a little bit guilty, what to do when someone's talking trash about you or undermining you, maybe very subtly using those same string of words that Peter referred to back there in 1 Peter 2:1, such things as malice and envy and slander, and they're engaging in that, and you are the subject. My experience is this. In the vast majority of the time, simply ignore it. Rise above it. It's difficult to do, and you want to lash out, but it doesn't, most of the time, do much good to attack back. As the saying goes, what people think about you is none of your business. If it's not true, then it really doesn't matter. Sooner or later, the truth will come out. If it is true, well, it still doesn't matter. If you go around confronting every rumor you hear about yourself or supposed rumor or something that you think somebody says they think they heard, you're going to spend a lot of time trying to stamp out this fire and then that one. It's going to drain your energy when you could have been doing something much more productive and positive. But there are exceptions. If it's bad enough, then you may need to confront that person. If this is within the context of a Christian community, well, you need to follow the guidelines of Matthew 18, 15 through 20, where you take someone with you, and you, first you go yourself, and then you take someone with you, and then you take it to the church. Well, you try having a conversation with this person if you feel that it's absolutely necessary. If that fails to resolve the situation, then you take someone with you. If you're going to keep it alone, here's what happens, assuming it's true that they're slandering you. Then they aren't the kindest of people, right? You go to someone that's talking trash about you, just know that they are not a forthright person, or they would have come to you privately about the matter. So if you go to them by yourself, just know you run the risk of adding fuel to the fire to keep the ball rolling. Now, they are likely to give their version of what you said when you came to them and tried to talk to them about the problem. If this isn't within the Christian community, when possible, have someone, a colleague at work or someone that you trust and that other person at least knows, go with you and talk to them, hopefully as a mutual friend. Well, then you have to leave it and focus on the good stuff. That's my word to you. You're going to have to, either way, you're going to leave this and focus on the good part. There's a psalm, Psalm 141, and in verse 8, David has been under attack, and he says, I look to you, he's speaking of the Lord, I look to you for help, O sovereign Lord. You are my refuge. Don't let them kill me. Keep me from the traps they've set for me, from the snares of those who do wrong. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, but let me escape. That's been my prayer when people have talked behind my back. It's a good prayer to pray because you're looking to the Lord for help. And people often try to kill you, or at least your reputation. You pray that the Lord will keep you from those traps of words that they've set for you, and let them fall into their own mess, their own nets, and you just keep walking. I just think you just keep your eyes on the Lord and keep walking. Keep your eyes on the Lord and keep walking. Now, there's a story about the man who built the Panama Canal, and there's all kinds of critics of what he was doing. Word got to him. One of the workers came and said, what are we going to do? What are we going to do about all the criticism? And his answer, we'll answer them with the canal. You answer them with a life of love and peace and righteous living. See, the canal for you might be your work. It could be your program of recovery from addiction. It could be the maintenance of what was always there, your integrity. It could be all of those things. In any case, you keep your eyes on the Lord and keep walking with the Lord and trust Him to take care of you and your reputation. It's secure in the Lord, ultimately with Him in heaven. Okay, then you come back here next week, and in the meantime, go out there and be the person God created you to be.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.